What's the most unhinged thing your ex has ever done after you broke up?
Probably not going to beat Kristen.
That's right. This is set in the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without marrying your ex-fiance without him knowing, then you're doing okay.
I mean, did you think it was possible to get married without knowing it? Apparently it is, because it happened to this poor guy.
Enter 36-year-old Kristen.
Oh, boy.
So her fiance, he's 42. They live in Texas. He found a Bath and Body Works gift bag on his front porch. He knew who it was from. It was from his ex-fiance. Now, here's the thing. A little backstory on Kristen and this guy. They had gone to the county clerk's office a few weeks prior and got a marriage license. They were on their way. The proposals happened. But then they broke up. They broke up before they got to the altar.
He dumped her.
Yeah. And it was before the wedding, and Kristen didn't take it very well. So now fast forward to the present, inside this Bath and Body Works gift bag on the front porch, you know, were some products, sure, and a copy of their marriage certificate. He's like, hang on a second. We just went and, what? He didn't know they were married. No,
so they were. It was signed. It was filled out.
Yeah. So like I said, they had gone to the county clerks together to get the marriage license, but they had broken up. And Kristen somehow convinced a pastor to certify the marriage without him present or signing off on it.
What in the world?
Yes.
So he never even signed it?
No.
But the pastor did.
Yes.
Did she like forge his signature?
Here is the chief talking about this.
I was talking to the lieutenant. I said, I don't think in 23 years I've ever heard of anybody who managed somehow to get married to someone who wasn't present for a ceremony. I'm talking to the victim, and he's going through a significant process to try to have to fix this at this point.
Yeah, because I mean, you'd think that it should be easy to just say, oh, yeah, obviously you didn't sign off on this. This is null and void. However, he's having to kind of go through a process to make sure that there's
or something.
An annulment. But then they're technically, legally on paper, they're married. So property, finances, all the stuff that usually gets joined together when you get married to someone, he's having to protect.
That's crazy. At least she did him the favor of letting him know.
Letting him see the crazy before he got married?
Well, yes, but she could have like pulled this off and then not told him, and then there could have been more time to pass where he was legally married and didn't even know it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
At least she told him.
At least she told him and gave him some lovely scented bath
nice
products.
Bath and Body Works products. But I mean, if there was ever more of a confirmation that he did the right thing in breaking up with her before the wedding, I think this might be.
Yeah, I wonder what it was. Like, aren't you curious a little bit to know what it was that he was like after they went and got the marriage license? He was like, no. I don't think this is going to work out.
It doesn't feel right.
Right. I know. I'm kind of like wondering, what did she show him or say or do?
There has to be some backstory for him to call it off weeks before the wedding.
Right. Right. Exactly. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without marrying your ex-fiance without him even knowing, which kudos to her for, she must have a power of persuasion that is second level.
I mean, I feel like she probably came up with some sort of story like, oh, we had the ceremony and we got caught up in all the things and we just forgot to have this, you know, signed and certified after the ceremony.
We got caught up in the moment. He's at work right now. He can't be here.
Right now, but if you could just go ahead and, it's not legal.
I just need you just to take your little stamp and just to, you know, just notify.
It was a lovely wedding. Everybody cried.
Oh, everybody cried. It was so beautiful.
We get to the reception and we just forgot to take care of that part. Isn't that silly? If you just go ahead and sign right there.
Yeah, right there. That'd be great.
So
that'd be great. Yeah.
That.
Yeah. So she's in trouble and he's trying to figure all this stuff out. But
it's a lot though. It's a lot.
So like, I don't want to get into violence or anything like that, but what unhinged thing did your ex do?
Happy fun unhinged.
After you broke up. Yeah. Like I don't want to get into violence or anything that is abusive, obviously. But if your ex did something, you're just like, what? Why?
Something
we're broken
that
up.
Makes you shake your head and yeah. kind of giggle.
Yeah. Well, whatever. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories, and we'll take some of your stories. Coming up here next, that is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.